Hello?
Is this the cocksucker residence?
God damn you, stop calling here!
Isn't this 4215 Pussy Way?
You bitch!
Now let me check the zip code. 212, fuck you!
The police are tracing this call this very minute.
Well, Dottie Hinkle, then why aren't they here, huh? Fuckface,
fuck you! Didn't I just say fuck you?
I beg your pardon.
Who is this?
Mrs. Wilson from the telephone company. I understand you're having problems with an obscene phone caller.
Yes, I am. I'm sorry, Mrs. Wilson, but this is driving me crazy. I've had my number changed twice already. I'm a divorced woman. Please help me.
Well, what exactly does this sick individual say to you?
I can't say the words out loud. I don't use bad language.
Oh, well, I know it's difficult, but we need to know the exact words.
I'll try. Cocksucker, that's what she calls me.
Listen to your filthy mouth, you fucking whore!
God damn you!
Motherfucker!
Cocksucker!
Oh, broadband 2 is blinking red.
Oh, broadband 2, that's the Nigerian scammer light.
Well, what the heck's going on?
I don't know. Do you have a hammer? Do you have a hammer?
I love you.
You're a sick bastard, Dave. Have a good day.
I love you.
Whoa! Excuse me?
The kitchen is a bedroom, you're telling me?
Well, I'm being prank called on the telephone.
Yeah, just write that down. A Pikachu, all right?
It don't matter, fuck Pikachu.
You take that back.
I'm not taking back nothing.
You don't call me an MF.
No, I said motherfucker.
Fuck you and your underground tank, okay?
You hang up your piece of phone first. Hey everyone, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is episode 610. Today is January 25th, 2020. And today's show is brought to you by Travis B., Russian composer Alexander Scriabin, B.I. Eber for Life, Lushkin, and Rand All Thor. Those are a few of the supporters of The Snowplow Show and the other shows that I do. And if you feel like you've had to wait forever for today's show to come out, you would feel less like that if you were a supporter for $5 or more, because you get an extra show every week. And I did one earlier this week, and I had one of the most amazing carol transfers ever. Here, let me just play a short clip of it for you from the most recent Hobosode. I think this came out on Monday. This is a call to a cat cafe.
No, listen. You people are shining lights at my cats from a great distance, which can cause damage to their eyes and to the eyes of my customers. He also called me an asshole, as he called you over.
No.
And said that I was making up shit.
No, he had the phone muted, because I had to unmute it when
I
got here.
No, he didn't, because I heard him say that asshole from across the street is making up shit about science. Did he say that?
No, I think you're just mishearing him. He just asked me to get on the phone.
Wow, you're calling me a liar.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're lying to me. So please don't call and make up things about my employees, sir. Like we're supposed to be good neighbors, you know. I caught him doing something silly, and he promised he won't do it again.
No, he didn't promise he wouldn't do it again. He said it would probably happen again because he's got ADHD.
Yeah, that was probably just the ADHD talking.
That guy's actually not happy enough just to talk to Carol. He goes another supervisor deep and gets to talk to the district manager, where he quickly realizes it's a prank. You can hear that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers and listening to the latest Hobosode. I think that's Hobosode number 221. Also, thank you to the new people who've signed up recently, like Joel P. and Attention Building Completed is the other guy's name. He's a recent Patreon supporter. There is a small problem with those stickers that I sent out last week. On the black circle ones, they are really hard to peel, and I'm really sorry about this. If you want a refund, I'll give you a refund, or I'll send you out some more stickers. Just let me know. You can still peel them, but it's hard to do it with just your fingers. You kind of need a knife, maybe, or something sharp. a fingernail file. It sucks. They made the cut too deep on it, so it went all the way down into the paper, and when you try and peel the sticker, it peels the paper off with it. It's a huge pain in the ass, and I've already sent out the stickers to like 150 people, so that sucks. It's just one thing after another with these stickers. I've got some more on the way that aren't going to be cut like that, and, you know, like some of you didn't get all of your stickers yet, you're still waiting on them. I'm hoping those are going to be in the mail within the next couple weeks, and then I'll get those sent out immediately. Other people have ordered stickers in the past few days or the past week or whatever. I'll be mailing yours out in a couple of weeks also. I'm just waiting for more stickers to arrive, but I made a video on Twitter that explains how to peel those stickers off with a knife or whatever. At least the chrome stickers work. Those were the important things. I love the chrome stickers, and the Snowplow Show stickers were fine. Those peeled off just fine. It's just mainly the black stickers and some of the PLA logo bell sticker things. Those really suck. But really, if you want a refund or if you want me to replace them, just let me know. I'll definitely do it. And if any of you would like to buy some stickers, I still have them available. I mean, I don't, but they're on the way. I've ordered them. And you can PayPal $5 to show@snowplowshow.com, and I will send you 10 stickers. What else is going on? I did a new Hang Up the Phone show. It's on Mixlr. And I noticed I was 6 episodes behind in editing all of the old Hang Up the Phone shows. So I edited a really old one. It's from July of 2019. I put that up on phonelosers.org if you want to go listen to that. I also released a brand new Brad's Cactus Shack last night. You can listen to those by going to notla.com. I'm not promising you'll like it. I'm just saying, you know, it's there. If you want to go hear it, notla.com. Same with the Hang Up the Phone show. It wasn't exactly the best. We had a lot of technical issues that night. Okay, let's get started with today's show. I've got a prank request here from exactly 5 years ago to the day, January 25th, 2015. This is from Lee, and it's in my old email account. He says, "Hi, Brad. In my neighborhood, there are 3 workout facilities that are basically located on the same block. I have included an image. The CrossFit people run around the block all the freaking time, and I'm sure that everyone hates them. I imagine it would be easy to elicit a great response from the combat club. I'm sure you can pit all 3 against each other if you want. The people at the fitness place are really nice, however, and there's a Bail Bonds place right across from the fitness place, all open 24/7. He sent me a map with pictures of the places, and he highlighted where the places are. So, okay, he wants me to call up fitness places and a Bail Bonds. He gave me the numbers to 3 fitness places, well, 2 fitness places, a Sensei Doug type of place, and a Bail Bonds store across from 2 of the fitness places, or one of them, I guess.
Hi, this is Kyle. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Jared over at CrossFit.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Hey, can you stop stealing our customers, please?
Sure.
Because it's a real problem. You know, like, everyone's telling us that, you know, you guys are doing promotions and trying to talk people out of using us and using you guys instead, and just...
Wait, hold up. Sorry.
It's not cool.
I don't mean to be rude. Is this a joke, or are you being serious?
Oh, no, I'm completely serious.
I didn't even... Where are you guys?
We're just around the corner from you.
Which corner? There's 4.
Well, you figure it out, idiot. You know which one, because you're stealing our customers.
Dude, I... Okay. What's your name?
I don't see what your problem is. Like, every time I walk to work, you guys are always in there looking at me when I walk by.
What's your name, sir?
This is Doug.
Doug or Jarrett?
You heard me.
All right, I'll write them both down.
Okay, good.
If you have a problem, I'd love it if you could come talk to my face, but have a good weekend.
No, I definitely have a problem. Bye. I don't need to come in there. I'm making a phone call. All right, that was fitness. Now let's call CrossFit, assuming it still exists. I've already forgotten that guy's name, so I can't be him.
Hello?
Hello? Is this CrossFit?
CrossFit.
Why do you have some kid answering your phone?
My kid answered the phone for some reason.
Oh, wow. Stupid. This is Doug over at Fitness around the corner.
Yeah.
You know where we are, right?
Yep.
Okay, that other guy didn't. Will you tell her to shut up?
What's that?
Tell that kid to shut up.
How about you don't be rude, or I'll just hang the phone
okay,
up,
Doug. Listen, sir. How about you stop trying to steal our customers by bad-mouthing us to everyone?
I don't badmouth you to anybody. Oh, I don't care what you guys do.
Oh, yes, you obviously do, because you're always badmouthing us. They're always coming in and telling us all the shit you're saying about us, trying to get people to switch.
I don't do that. That's not how I operate. I could care less what you guys do.
We don't have to be like that. You know, we can be good neighbors. We can both exist around here.
We do both exist, and I've existed here since 2008. So I don't really... You guys do something different than what we do.
I know.
I don't badmouth anybody, man.
I know. Why you gotta badmouth us then?
I don't badmouth you at all. Never have once.
I don't know. A lot of people come in here and say that you are, and we've had some people cancel.
I have people that work out at your gym that also work out here.
Yeah. This is one lady. Like, I'm sure you remember this one, Janet. You told her I was with Al-Qaeda and got her to quit. She's like, I heard you were with Al-Qaeda. They told me that over at the other place at CrossFit.
Dude, what are you even talking about?
Well, you shouldn't tell people that I'm with Al-Qaeda. That's not cool. You know, I'm not with Al-Qaeda. That's weird.
I don't even know who you are.
It's Doug.
The only reason I know your name is because you said it's Doug.
Yeah, see, you know who I am.
No, I don't.
Well, someone there is telling my customers I'm with Al-Qaeda.
Well, you can be with Al-Qaeda for all I care. I don't give a shit.
What, so you support terrorism now?
Sure. Especially domestic terrorism. I love that.
Janet told me that you put a sign on your door that says, don't go to Peak Fitness, they're with Al-Qaeda.
I absolutely did.
Yeah.
Absolutely I did.
And you told this other lady as a rapist.
Maybe.
No, I'm not a rapist. Don't say maybe. That's not cool.
Well, I don't know if you are or not, because I don't know you.
Well, you shouldn't spread rumors. You shouldn't just assume I'm a rapist.
I'm not. You just said somebody said that you were.
You said that I was, and people are coming in and telling me that you said that. That's not cool.
Okay, perfect. So, who is this, really?
I don't see why you got to be like that. I'm just trying to run a business here.
Are you?
Yep.
What's the address?
Why do you need that?
Because you don't know it because you're full of shit.
No, you know where I'm at. I'm right around the corner from you.
Okay, what's your address then? What street are you on?
Why? You going to put my address on your sign in the window and tell people I'm a terrorist and a rapist?
No, I just want to know what your address is.
Well, look it up on the internets.
I already know it, so I don't need to, but you don't.
If you know it, then why are you asking?
Because you're full of shit and you don't work at... That's why.
You don't know anything.
I know this is the most entertaining phone call I've had in months.
Well, it's not entertaining for me. You're fucking up my business. Quit being an asshole.
Perfect. Perfect. Totally fine with it. Because the thing is not one person owns Peak. So.
Well, I never said I
own.
I didn't say I own Peak. I just said I work here and you're stealing my customers.
So are you the general manager then?
That's none of your business. Stop trying to get more information so you can tell lies about me.
This is awesome.
Asshole.
I love it. Oh, now you're attacking me. You don't even know me.
Well, at least I'm not telling my customers you're an asshole.
What's my name?
Well, I told Janet you're an asshole.
Janet? But, that's such a generic name. Does Janet have a last name?
Oh, I'm going to tell Janet you said that. I'm going to tell Janet you said her name's generic.
It is, just like... Jesse's a girl's name. And Doug is a pretty generic name as well.
Except I can't tell Janet that because she left my business because you told her I'm a terrorist.
But I thought you were just going to tell her. Are you not in contact with Janet anymore?
No, because you chased her off. Anyway, I got to go. I got a business to run, unlike you.
Perfect. You have an awesome day, Dougie Fresh.
All right. Love you. From now on, I am Sensei Dougie Fresh. All right, so there's one more, and it's a black belt place. They have fighting championships there, and it is another block over. These are all within four blocks of each other.
You've reached Bat Club. We can't come to the phone right now.
Aww.
We'll leave a brief detail.
They're not there, but we've got the bail bonds place, but he doesn't have that written on the map. Here, let me just put it into the Googles, and we'll see where it's at. Oh, there it is. It's right across from the... first place I called, and there's an escape room right next to that. Wow, I should just call this whole neighborhood. Hey, is this the bail bond place?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't answer like that. This is Doug over at Fitness.
Okay.
Can you stop looking over here like that? It's freaking people out.
What are you talking about?
Just stop looking over here. Like, stop looking at us all the time. We're just
what are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Just stop looking over here menacingly. Because the customers are complaining, and it's weirding me out, to be honest. I don't get what your problem is, but can you just stop looking over here?
You must be out of your mind or something, because there's nobody outside.
No, from inside. We can see you from inside.
I don't see how you can, because everybody's sitting behind a computer.
You're looking over the computer. Can you just stop? Can you stop making excuses and just please?
Shut the hell up.
Don't tell me to shut the hell up. Ugh, they're not going to take any of my shit. Let's try the escape room next to the bail bonds place. Oh, and look, there's a tattoo shop on the next block down. There's an antique shop.
Hi, you've reached the... Sorry, we missed your call.
Darn. There is a waxing place next to bail bonds. Let's see if they pick up.
Thank you for calling. We are open Monday through Friday.
Man, I love the, like, all the signs and stuff on front of the bail bonds place. There's a guy in jail, and then underneath there's a quote that says, if the blah blah says you do it, we'll help you get through it. Something like that. It's hard to read that one. And then there's a thing that says jail alternative. Alcohol monitor, GPS monitor. Has a cartoon picture of a guy with a monitor on his ankle. No credit checks. Signature bonds. But I can't get anyone to answer there. Let's go down the street a little bit and see what else there is. I see a vendor mall. Oh, wait, I forgot about the antique shop. Where's the antique shop? Oh, here it is. It's next to the CrossFit place. Aw, what is this? Why am I getting a fast busy? What the hell? I want to call the antique place. Here's another one that's across from the CrossFit place. And they're right next to a coffee place, a coffee bar.
Hi, this is Brian. Please leave me a message.
Oh, man, nothing's picking up. Let's go the other way down the street. Let's see what else we can find. Oh, here we go. Right behind the first fitness place that I called, there is a hair salon attached to their building.
Can I help you?
Hey, this is Doug from Fitness.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good. What can I help you with?
We're going to be turning on a machine here in a minute that's pointed at your place. Do you have anything glass in there?
Well, we've got some pictures or a mirror. Like what part, like the front or the back of the building?
The entire, all of, everything inside your location, inside your hair salon.
Okay, so maybe I should take the mirror off the wall.
Well, everything just needs to be, like, flat on the floor because it's going to be emitting these really high-frequency sonic sound waves. Oh. You're not going to hear it with your ears, but everything glass is gonna crack.
Okay.
So, like, every light fixture.
Because we have, like, I have, like, a dozen things of, like, picture frames and mirrors and... It's going to take me, can you give me like 5-10 minutes?
I guess I'll hurry. We really want to turn this thing on.
Well, I mean, you can.
Okay. I'll just go
for it and I'll just hurry.
Hopefully, you know, it's just since, you know, the front window, it's like a large mass. I think maybe it won't crack.
Okay.
But everything inside the store, like light, you have light fixtures up there on the wall, don't you?
No, not on the wall. Connected to yours building. We only have a couple picture frames and a mirror that's connected.
Do you have a neon sign?
On the what?
Do you have a neon sign?
We have one in the window.
Oh,
can
boy.
Turn it off?
I'd take it down.
I don't think I can reach it.
Okay, fine.
Okay, hold on.
It could crack.
I'm going to let you go and I'm going to hurry up and just start... getting stuff down.
If you wrap the glass things in aluminum foil, that'll do it.
Aluminum foil?
Yeah.
So if I wrap the neon sign in aluminum foil, that'll work?
Yeah, we just want to turn on this machine and have it pointed at your place all day. It's just going to be all day. That's it.
Okay. Okay.
I'm glad I'm making things more exciting for you, though.
I know. Okay, so Okay. That sounds good. I super appreciate the warning.
Yeah, but just don't take too long. Hurry.
I'm going to try not to. Let's go right now because I have actually care.
I'm clapping my hands. Go.
Okay.
Run,
bye.
Run.
Okay, bye.
It's the new exercise routine from Fitness. She's going to burn so many calories running around her store, taking all the shit off of her walls. I should have told her to take the fluorescent tubes out of the ceiling. All the light bulbs. And I wonder how long she's going to keep everything, you know, off the walls or whatever, before she finally goes over to and is like, have you turned it off yet? Because, come on, it looks like we're moving over here. Looks like we're going out of business.
Thank you for calling Hertz. This is Dan. How may I help you?
Hey, Dan. This is Doug over at Fitness.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Well, you're getting ready to close, right?
Yeah, in about 15 minutes.
Okay, great. So it shouldn't affect you. We're underneath the parking lot right now. And, you know, there's a basement that goes all the way down the block.
Okay.
And we're directly underneath your parking lot. And we're going to be doing this thing. We're going to turn on this machine that generates a lot of electromagnetic energy. And it's going to set off all of the car alarms at once.
Oh, okay.
So just so you know, you don't need to be concerned, but every single car alarm in the parking lot, we'll wait 15 minutes for you to close, but we're going to make all of the car alarms go off at once.
Oh,
hopefully,
why are they going to do that?
It's just a thing we're doing. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But, like, yep. What?
So it's emanating from Fitness?
Yeah, well, no, it's emanating from the basement. There's a basement that goes all the way underneath the whole block. Do you know about the basement?
Oh, that basement. Oh, that's a shared walled basement all the way through the whole block. I see. Okay.
Yeah. So we're directly below your building right now. Like, I'm directly below you.
Okay.
But we've got the machine tuned. It's pointing up. We've got it pointing directly up underneath both of your parking lots. We've been installing this for months. And we're going to turn it on, and it's just going to set off all the car alarms.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks for the heads up.
And you might want to just disconnect the batteries out of all the cars.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's going to, like, you know, it's going to make the horns honk. It's going to light up all the lights.
Oh, sure.
What do you mean, oh, sure? Was that like a disbelieving oh, sure?
I mean, I don't know what to expect, but I guess if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But thanks for the heads up.
Okay, yeah. It's I hope it's not a big problem or anything. We're just trying to do something here.
Sure. Okay. All right. Thank you.
There you go again with your shores. I don't think he's buying it. But he seemed to know about an actual shared basement, so maybe that's a thing. I don't know. Let's see. We've got a tattoo shop right around the corner from the escape room that's not open.
Tattoo?
Hey, is there an angry man there?
Sorry, what's up?
This is Sensei Doug from Combat Club. I'm like two blocks away.
Okay.
And who's the guy that's always in there just looking at me every time I walk by?
I'm not really sure what you're speaking of.
Oh, is there a man there?
We have a few men artists, yeah.
Okay, yeah, put the man on, honey. Just put the man on.
Well, we have a few artists that are, and I don't really appreciate the condescending tone.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to be condescending. It's just that you're a woman. There's this guy.
I know I'm a woman, and what's the problem with that? What can I do for you, sir?
No, there's no problem, honey. There's just this man that's, like, every time I walk by on my way to work, he's always looking at me.
No one's trying to look at you any sort of kind of way, and I don't really appreciate you calling and saying that specifically because I'm a woman that that's why you're calling me honey.
No, you're misunderstanding me. Can you just put the man on the phone?
Why do I need to put the man on the phone?
Because he's the one that's always looking at me. Every time I walk by, he's just looking at me.
Well, multiple artists that we have here are male, and no one is specifically in any certain kind of way. So I don't really see what the problem is.
Well, the problem is that, like, every time I walk by, I always walk down Avenue, and there's always someone in there just looking at me, probably because I'm in a, they're probably just, you know, jealous because I'm in a sensei uniform.
No, no one is jealous, sweetheart. That's not it at all.
I bet you are. Somebody is, because they're always looking at me.
Look, unless you have a legitimate reason to call our business, we would appreciate you never to call again.
Well, can you just put the man on the phone? Like, you don't understand because you're a woman.
I understand a lot of things because I'm a woman. There's no reason that I have to put a man on the phone. A woman can answer the phone. It's 2020. It's no problem.
Well, you mostly just understand kitchens and okay. That didn't go well. Yeah, they're like two blocks from the combat club. I just noticed that there is a black belt place next to the combat club. They're probably not opened either. There's no hours on Google on this one.
You've reached combat club. We can't come to the phone right now, but please leave a brief deep...
Oh, they have the same phone number. Okay, never mind. Same place. Let me try this waxing place again next to the escape room, because it says they're open.
We're calling one. This is Athena.
Hey there. This is Doug from the escape room next door.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's good to hear. We're doing this thing today, like an event. You know how you have that, you know, like a heating vent type thing in there?
No.
Well, it's like a what?
A heating vent?
Yeah. You know, like, people are going to be trying to escape from this room, and we're going to lead them through the heating vents, and it's going to go to your place. They're going to pop through.
Come to our place.
Yeah, through the wall. But, you know, just through the thing that's already there. It's just going to be a fun thing. They're going to pop out of a beauty salon. They're going to think, like, you're a part of the whole thing that we're doing, the whole theme.
Okay, I'm confused. I don't think you're explaining to this. Are you talking about, like, they're legitimately in real life going to be in our salon? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Oh, yeah. If they get through level 2 of the escape room, level 2 is going to bring them through your shop. And they're going to be confused, and you're probably going to have to answer some questions. Just direct them to the door and tell them, you know, turn to the right. You'll find us. They're going to be coming.
I don't think that will work with us today.
They're going to be coming through the wall, though. You see where the thing is in the wall? Should I come through the wall to explain?
Yeah, because that makes no sense.
Okay, well, I don't know if I'll have time, but just so you know, there's going to be some of our customers just kind of coming through your store. You can hand them business cards.
You know, time that will be? Because we aren't taking clients, and some of our services are quiet clients, quiet services.
Oh, wow. What's that mean? Like happy endings?
No.
But if you can probably drum up your own business if you just hand business cards as they're coming through. You know, we're bringing more customers into your shop, basically.
Yeah. I understand that.
You're welcome.
What time will that be happening?
All day.
Okay.
And all day tomorrow.
Early today, and we're closed on Sundays.
Oh, okay. Can you unlock the door from the inside? Because they need to be able to get out.
No, this doesn't make any sense. Our place would be securely closed and locked. There's no access with any heating vent anywhere.
No, it's like not a vent, you know, more like an access hatch. We tunneled through some of the walls and underneath the building. It's like for the escape room theme. You know, it's all in good fun.
Yeah, like, I don't. I mean, granted, we're in the same building, so we have like underground. If anyone comes into our suite when we're gone, the alarm system's going to trigger and go off.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
But you're leaving early today? Why are you leaving early? What are you doing?
We're closing early today.
For what? For what?
I don't need to tell you that.
Why? Like, is it a secret?
I don't know who you are, and it's not necessary for you to know why we're closing our business early.
You know who I am. It's Doug from we're like neighbors. I'm like two doors down.
That's just a weird question to be asking, and then... Yeah.
Well, why are you closing early? Like, are you not telling the customers either? Are you being all weird with them?
Okay. Sorry, I just dropped you.
Oh, I thought that was a failed hang-up attempt.
No, I'm going to get off the phone now because I have some work to do.
Okay, how early are we closing? We won't send people there after.
We're going to be closing at 2:30 today.
Okay, I'm glad that part wasn't a big secret.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye, honey. I guess they don't have large furnace vents inside their place there. All right, there is a hair braiding place behind her, but I think it's in the same building. Yes, yes, it's a part of the same building. So this is going to be the same building that the escape room's in, the bail bonds, and there's also a haircut place next to them. How is the escape room not open? It's Saturday. Wouldn't that be their day to have a business open? Let me try them one more time.
Hi, you've reached... Sorry, we missed your call.
Maybe they're just too busy to answer the phone. I don't know. But let's try these last two places, and then I'm just going to quit. This is the hair braiding place.
Hair braiding, how may I help you?
Oh, hey, this is Doug over at the escape room. You know,
pardon me?
You know, around the corner, the escape room? You know, the escape room. Escape room, around the corner, escape room.
Escape room, uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Not really. Where, which site?
Around the corner, it's Doug. You know, there's the wax place, there's the bail bonds place. And then there's the escape place.
Yes, yes, sir.
So we're going to have, we're doing this new thing, and our customers are going to be climbing around up in your ceiling. You're going to hear them climbing around and giggling.
Okay. Okay, what time?
All day today. They're going to be climbing up.
All day today?
Yep, you're going to hear them up in your ceiling, climbing around, trying to get out.
Okay. As long as safe, it's fine. Thank you for letting us know.
As long as what?
I say as long as safe for you guys, that's okay with us.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It's nothing to worry about. They're just going to be crawling around up there. You might have some, like, dust come down from the ceiling occasionally.
You know, dust?
Dust will come down if they're, you know, they get too rowdy up there.
Okay.
They're going to be climbing around up in the ceiling tiles. You know how you have the tiles up there in the ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be climbing up on top of them, trying to get out.
Get out where?
Yeah, they might come through the ceiling tile. They might just climb down and say, hello. And then you just tell them to go out the door.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're more open to this than the wax place.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye, thank you.
What a nice lady.
Yeah, every barbershop, we're located on Avenue.
Aw, the barbershop's closed, everyone. I think that means it's the end of today's show. Here, let me try this pizza place that's kind of catty corner from the fitness place.
Thanks for calling. Pasta, how can we help you?
Hey, this is Doug from the health and fitness place across the street.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
That's good to hear.
Back to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. With that street closures was not pretty, huh?
Oh, pfft. I agree.
Yeah, it takes so long.
Can I bring coupons over there to leave for your customers? Can I just put coupons out?
Yeah, we on your customers, we always give 15% discount.
Just that's so nice.
We have a button on the system, just have to tell us their peak customers.
Well, I want to put like coupons out that say, like, hey, eating shitty pasta food? Then you better go to the gym.
Yeah, we can do something like this.
Yeah, I want to call your food shitty, though. Like, just to get them, like, to motivate them to come to the gym.
Yeah, of course.
We'll say,
if you have something ready, we can grab it and put it here up front. Or if you don't have it, we can do something, you know, to think something and make it in the computer at home.
Yeah. And say, hey, you eating a bunch of shitty, greasy, cheesy food today? You're going to get all fat? You're going to be a big fat ass? Come to our gym and work it off.
Do you know how I'm laughing? Because a lot of your customers, they come here and say, for first time I see the fitness... the fitness, it's promote the Italian restaurant, and Italian restaurant promote the fitness. And I said, why? He said, you guys have a pizza? I said, yeah, but I also have a 20 types of salads. Why you don't eat them? And he started laughing. He says, I'm a pizza person.
Yeah. You should just send them over, and they can, like, eat their pizza while they run on a treadmill or an elliptical or something.
Yeah, we always send them there, but, you know, with that street closure, it does not help at all.
Yeah, goddamn that fucking street closure. Ugh.
Tell me about it. My dining room was so empty. It's
okay.
Almost 80% dining down.
Look,
but at least they open the street now.
Ma'am, I have to go to the bathroom now. I'm going to go take a big shit.
Uh-huh.
I got to go.
Okay, so,
we can
see something.
I have to go shit. I'm going to go take a huge shit.
Okay, so we can do something.
All right. Hey, I've never told you this before, but I love you.
Oh, thank you. We love you too, guys.
No, I love you. Me,
oh,
Doug.
Thank you.
Me, I love you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, bye, honey.
Bye.
Mwah.
Bye.
Do it back. Mwah.
Thank you.
No, you have to do it back to me. Mwah.
Mwah. I have a customer in the dining room in the moment.
All right, bye. Well, that didn't work at all. Everyone's just like, yeah, sure. Coupons for fat asses. Makes sense to me. And I'm not seeing really anything else that I want to call in this particular neighborhood, so I am done. Thank you, Lee, for sending the numbers in to those four places. Then I ended up calling 10 places. That was a lot of fun. Let's play a couple voicemails.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
And I have a joke for you.
All right. Let me fire up the soundboard.
Here's the joke. What do your cell phone settings and anal bleach have in common?
I don't know. What do my cell phone settings and anal bleach have in common?
They both change your ringtone.
Oh, my God.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Olga. That was very obscene. This is a family show, goddammit, Olga.
Hi, my name is Carlos. I live here in Oregon.
Hey, Carlos.
I moved here a while ago and was interested in knowing what is this area about.
What is this area about?
Thank you, and have a good day.
Hey, the goddamn Chamber of Commerce, Carlos. Google your city or something. I don't know.
Hey, Brad, it's Chupacabra from Texas.
Hey.
Love the show, as always. Keep up the great
work. You want me to tell you what Texas is like and what Texas is all about?
I was wondering if you had any information on Carlito, if he's doing okay, if he's doing any better.
Yeah.
I know he's kind of had some problems lately, and I just wanted to see if you had any insight on it. Anyway, keep up the great work, Brad. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. Bye.
Yeah, he's having his medical issues, and he's basically like, well, you know, I'm just going to pretty much quit shows forever now. And now he's on more shows than ever. He's on Dwight's show all the time. He's not doing so much of the Madhouse Live shows, but he's on Dwight's show. He's on the Dragonmere show that's on Fridays. You can hear him quite a bit on either of those shows. So he's doing fine. I see him posting things on Facebook and stuff. He seems to be doing great. Go listen to him on the Dwight show Saturday nights. Oh yeah, that's tonight, isn't it? Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. I bet you Carlito will be there tonight if you want to go hear him.
Hey, Brad. Love the shit you've been doing recently.
Thanks.
I just had a question for you. I started supporting you on your YouTube. This is Z Falcon, by the way.
Hey.
I started supporting you on your YouTube because now I'm in a spot where I can.
Mm-hmm.
And you never call out your YouTube patrons. What's that about, bud?
Oh, yeah.
I'm known as the saxophonist on YouTube. Sure would love a shout-out. All right, thanks.
Fine. Shout out to you, Falcon person. And yeah, you're right. I should shout out the YouTube people. Like, YouTube doesn't even notify me when people sign up on YouTube. But that's another way to support the show if you don't want to do Patreon or the other things that you can find at phonelosers.com/support. You can become a member on the YouTubes, and there are a few members on there. How do I see who they are? I don't know. I'm looking. I'm trying to figure it out. Oh, okay. There they are. We've got Jactus, Napalm Beat, Kel V, Glenn O, El Chapo, the saxophonist, and Ronnie G. I don't see anyone in there named Falcon, so are you sure you're a supporter? Or are you just messing with me? If you want to support the show, you can go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica and become a member on there, and hopefully I will remember to shout out people who join up on YouTube. There's too many things. I can't keep track of it all. I'm sorry.
Hey, this is Rachel. Can you please teabag me?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Rachel.
Easy. Go ahead and make your request.
You got a teabag coming.
This is Daisy. Please do not teabag me. Thank you.
Oh, fine. Whatever. I didn't want to anyway.
All right. Bye.
All right. Great voicemail, you two. That was Rachel and Devin from the Take Your Pants Off show. Let's play one more voicemail, and I'm done. I'm finished with voicemails. We've only been doing voicemails for 5 minutes, and I'm sick of them already.
Hey, Brad. Sorry, there's a bunch of wind being caught on the mic. I'm just getting off of work of a 10-hour shift.
Okay.
It's me, deep in the heart of Texas.
Hey.
Just wanted to say, man, really quickly, really dig this latest episode. It's really good, honestly.
Thanks.
We got all upset over.
I like how you're really surprised that I did really good on an episode. Thanks a lot. Nice little jab at me deep in the heart of Texas.
The snowman and peeing in the yard. I don't know. This is really funny. It really made my day.
Good times.
It's been a really shitty day, and you really made it for me, man. I'm just hearing all these... It's like internet tough guys, but just phone tough guys, you know? Just being like, oh, I dare you to say it in my face, and... it's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to go kill myself. Bye.
All right. Have fun with that. They're basically real life tough guys because they're telling me to come to their house. Maybe they're just completely sure that I would never do that. You know, come to their house and meet them in person, get in a fight. But yeah, there is a bunch of voicemails left here, but I just don't feel like playing them. I got to get the show all edited. I got shit to do today. So we're going to end it right here. I'm sure you guys are really disappointed by that. I know most of you love when I play 20 minutes straight of voicemails. But I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen today. Thank you to all of the supporters of the show, especially Travis B., Russian composer Alexander Scryabin, I don't know, B.I. Ever for Life, Lushkin, and Rand All Thor. Those are the sponsors of today's show. I love you guys, you're the best. Mwah, 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 just like that lady at the pizza place. Do it back to me, everybody, do it back. Don't forget, brand new Hang Up the Phone show was released on Phone Losers. Oh, yeah, and if you want to hear the one that we did this week, that is on the Mixlr.com/isthisthingon. I'll try to put a link to that in the show notes if you want to hear it. And there's a new Brad's Cactus Shack at notla.com. I'm going to play a Bone Cage song. I don't know which Bone Cage song it's going to be, but it's going to be a Bone Cage song. You're about to hear it. Here it is. Here's some Bone Cage.
Hello there, I'm 37, and I don't like the taste of beer. Is there something out there for a man like me? Preferably a beverage that's delicious and refreshing, lightly flavored with a mango. But I can still get drunk, and I'll tell myself I'm drinking H2O. But all the while I'm getting tipsy, and no one else to know. Have a clonk. Have a clonk. Try some beer, but why should you bother when you want to get drunk and you really want some water? Have a clonk. Have a clonk. You get all that buzz and none of the gluten. Getting fucked up and feeling good while we do it. Have a clonk. Sipping on that seltzer water leads to making questionable choices, but those choices often lead to having fun. And so we drank to the fallen homies, those who had a few too many buds, dehydrated in a corner, throwing up. But not us, because we're drinking H2O. Like Popeye needs his spinach, we need the claw to grow. You can try some beer, but why should you bother when you want to get drunk and you really want some water? Have a clonk. Have a clonk. You get all that buzz and none of the gluten. Getting fucked up and feeling good while we do it. Have a clonk. Some beer.
Why should you bother when you want to get drunk and you really want some water? Have a claw.
A plant that moves on its own?